Now, Tuam Women's Shed, or the Women's Shed Corgmanagh, have recorded a charity CD. The CD is in memory of Owen Hines, a young boy who passed away from cancer at just the age of 11 in 2012. The Shed will be launching the charity disc later this week. And here to tell us about it is Owen's mother, Noreen Hines, from Kilcoher Cross in Kilrush. Noreen, you're very welcome to the show.
Good morning, Alan, and good morning to your listeners, and thank you for the opportunity.
No, thank you very much for joining us.
Tell you about the CD. It started way back. The Tuam Women's Shed started back in January 2021. It was founded by Anita Hines and Helen McDonough, and Anita asked me to get involved and to join up, and which I did. And really, it started from there. The CD, we got grants from GRD, Galway Rural Development, and they sponsored, you know, the 2 days in the studio, and also they sponsored the CD that we've produced 1,000 CDs, and it's all going to Hand in Hand, a charity very close to my heart and very close to Owen, because they helped us out at the worst time in our lives. As you said, Owen was diagnosed back in 2010 and went into remission for a year, and then it came back a year later, and unfortunately we lost him on the 6th of January 2012. So it was a rough time, a very tough time, to be honest.
It's so terrible, Noreen, to think of anyone that young passing away, but that young having cancer just doesn't seem right.
Alan, unless you, it's not, it was like Owen was, as I said, we had 10 really good years with Owen, wonderful years. He was never in hospital, he was never sick. There's babies being diagnosed with cancer, which is bizarre. It's unreal. You think, what did this newborn baby do? You know, you always blame, you know, the elements, smoking, drinking, to do with cancer, but like newborn babies, how they get cancer is just beyond me. I can't comprehend it, to be honest. You know.
So Owen passed away in 2012, and I mean, it's hard to know how anyone could deal with that, Noreen. How can you tell us about Hand in Hand and how they helped you and your family through, I think, what would all of us would regard as an unspeakably horrible moment in anyone's life?
Yeah, well, as I said, it was the worst time in our lives, for sure. And I know it's 10 years later, but I never felt that I could do something. I always wanted to do something in Owen's memory, but I never felt, you know, strong enough, to be honest, to do it. But now, because I had the backing of Tuam Women's Shed, and there was other people involved, and there's unreal amount of people that is involved. You know, we had Leo Warren, we had loads of people, we had Seamus, we had Patricia Wells, she did the rehearsals for us. We had lots and lots of people, and I can't actually, you know, individually name them, because, you know, I'll leave out somebody for sure, Alan. but they were brilliant, and I'm going back now to Hand in Hand, sorry. And when you get a diagnosis, the most important thing is that when you bring your child home, that you bring them home to a sterile environment, because everything has to be clean, everything has to be, infection is key, and they can't get an infection, because if they get an infection, it's spending more longer periods in hospital. It's more, the hospital setting, if you know what I'm saying.
Yeah.
And to be honest with you, we were first introduced to Hand in Hand by our friends Caroline and James Gleason. They introduced us first to it. Now these days they're referred from Crumlin Hospital, but they contacted us, and what they did for our family is, if we were in Crumlin on a full day and you'd be coming home at 8 or 9 o'clock at night, well, instead of cooking or even thinking about, you know, how you're going to feed your child, you know, your child might want to own. Well, Owen, in all fairness, he used to love his chicken chow mein, and he used to get his chicken chow mein, and hand in hand would pick up the tab for that every time that you'd be in the hospital, you know, the long days. And they used to send a cleaner in maybe every 2 weeks to sterile your house, clean your house, and whatever you wanted. If you just wanted them to concentrate on the kitchen or the living room, they would do whatever you wanted. And them are the two services that we used. But like since 10 years ago, there's play therapy, there's counselling. They're an unbelievable charity, and they're small. They get no government funding whatsoever. And I just wanted to, when I was asked about the CD, I said, that's the charity that I want.
Yeah, it sounds like they do. They really take a load off your plate and take the burden off you when you're dealing with what you're dealing with.
Well, Alan, it's the small things, you know, because you're not worrying about the cleaning, or you're not worrying about, you know, where am I going to get dinner from so late at night? You can ring ahead, it's done. They'll deliver it if you want them to deliver it, or you can pick it up on the way. So it's an unbelievable charity, and to be honest with you, they don't get enough recognition. So that's why I'm hoping that we save another family. To be honest with you, if we even helped one more family in the year, it would be great.
Well, I think it's easy for all of us to see why you are helping out hand in hand through this charity CD, and hopefully as many people as possible, Noreen, will purchase it. Can you tell us about the launch this week and how people can get their hands on this CD to help out hand in hand? Because as you say, they don't get government funding.
No, they don't. And like I said, the people of West Clare and the people of Galway, you know, they were there for Owen's diagnosis. They were there to the end. They were super. They helped my family. They helped out, you know, my parents at the time, you know, and it was unbelievable, you know, the support and the love that we got, you know. Then the launch is happening on Friday night in the Audrey Hotel between 7 and 10 o'clock. And the admission is €10 when you go in. But if you want a CD outside of that night, it's €5. So, I mean, I did go to West Clare 2 weeks ago and I got loads and loads of support, and they've got the CDs because I said maybe they might be able to travel on the second. So it's going really well, to be honest, and I'm glad to be part of it, and it's a brilliant charity.
Well, hopefully it does so well, because from what you've told us about Hand in Hand and what they did for you and your family at the awful moment of Owen's passing, hopefully you can, as you say, help out at least one more family and raise a lot of money for them. And hopefully there's a good turnout on Thursday for the launch. Noreen Hines, congratulations to you and everyone else at the Shed for putting the CD putting the CD together. And hopefully you'll raise a lot of money. And thank you so much for joining us this morning.
Thank you very much. Thank you, Alan.
Appreciate it. Noreen Hines there from Kilcar Cross in Kilrush.